This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with me. I know I say that almost every episode, but I really mean it. It means a lot to me. I know that you could spend your time doing a lot of different things, including listening to thousands of different podcasts, hundreds of thousands of different podcasts. And so your time is something I take very seriously, and I am quite sure that today, with this episode, it will be time well spent. Just a few episodes ago, episode 447, I believe, I talked about how you can convince yourself of anything. You can convince yourself that you are out of control, and you can also convince yourself that you have total control. We are always convincing ourselves of something, making a case for something. And we could really benefit from just pausing long enough to say, is this how I want to use my ability to convince myself? Is this contributing to the problem, or is this contributing to a solution? Our ability to make a case for just about anything is really a superpower, if you're leveraging it to your benefit instead of to your detriment. Too many of us are unknowingly convincing ourselves of a problem, of a pattern, and not taking advantage of our always present ability to convince ourselves of something different, of something advantageous. And I want to follow up on that message that I first introduced in 447. So if you haven't listened to that episode, it's probably a great one to go back to. But what I want to do today is take that message, episode 447, which was very much the big picture, and break it down to the way this comes up on a daily basis, the way we can really leverage this hour by hour. And it stems from something that actually happened the other night while I was sitting at home alone, really, really, really wanting some chocolate. And these kinds of personal messages are the ones that I normally share in either the Level Up lectures within the Fat Loss Fast Track or the daily coaching messages that are available to the Master's Club, and many of which are available to the Fat Loss Fast Track. And in fact, I actually did share this with them that night that it was happening. I chatted about it in our private Facebook groups. And then I said, you know what? I want to switch it up. And even though this is a little bit more personal anecdotal, I think it has so much value that I want to switch things up, go a little bit more casual with today's episode. And if you are curious about those daily coaching messages or the Level Up lectures, the waitlist for the spring Fat Loss Fast Track is now open, and I don't want to get sidetracked with the Fast Track, but I will link to that waitlist in the show notes, or you can just go to primalpotential.com and hit the Work With Me tab, and you can get on the waitlist right there. But here's what happened. It was about, I don't know, 7 at night, 8 at night maybe, and it had been a great day. I got a lot of work done. I worked out. I went for a walk to the water and I watched the sunset. I had a good dinner, actually a great dinner. I made these spaghetti squash boats with ground Kobe beef, seriously, and tomato sauce with a little bit of ricotta. Ground beef, ground turkey would all totally do, but I had never seen ground Kobe beef and they had it at the grocery store. So I thought, why not? Anyway, so after dinner, I'm sitting on the couch, unwinding, reading a book, and I started thinking, I really want some chocolate. And I didn't have any in the house, which is kind of par for the course. I try not to keep those things in the house just for moments like this. So I was thinking about what I wanted. And I'm like, oh, just like a little bit of dark chocolate or maybe some chocolate-covered almonds or some chocolate-covered cashews. And then I start justifying it, right? It's been such a good day. I'm not talking like brownies and cupcakes, just, you know, just a little bit of chocolate. Nothing crazy. That's not an issue. And as I'm thinking about it, and as I'm rationalizing it, figuring out where I would go to get it and what I would get, I realize I am convincing myself right now. I am convincing myself that I want chocolate. I'm sitting here talking myself into it, making a case for it. And I can convince myself of anything, which means I can convince myself that I don't want chocolate if convincing myself is really a superpower at my disposal all the time. What am I doing with it? Am I using it for my benefit or not? And in that moment, I'm sitting there using this superpower that I always have available to me to talk myself into chocolate when I'm not even hungry, right? So if I can convince myself that I want chocolate, if I can make a case for it and really build up that story, then I also can convince myself that I don't want chocolate. And in that moment, I was like, holy Toledo, this is not about willpower. This is not about discipline. This is not about, oh, I want chocolate, and do I have the discipline and the willpower to tell myself no? It actually can be so much easier than that. Instead of talking myself into it and convincing myself and then relying on discipline and willpower, I can actively convince myself that I don't want chocolate. I can take a totally different approach, one that is way more pleasant, one that is not going to leave me feeling like I missed out, life sucks, I'm a victim of my own discipline, I can't have chocolate. No, I can convince myself genuinely, not faking it. I can genuinely make a case for why I don't want chocolate. So I was like, okay, how do I convince myself that I don't want chocolate? Not that I don't need it, not that it's the wrong choice. If I'm making a case for wanting it, how would I make a case for the fact that I actually don't want it? So I was like, okay, let's do this right now. Let me convince myself that I don't want chocolate. And it went something like this in my head. It's been such an awesome day, and I haven't had any sugar. I've eaten really well, and I feel so much better when I don't have sugar. Realistically, I'm tired. This isn't genuine desire for some amazing and worthwhile chocolate. This is just sort of boredom and fatigue. I sleep way better when I don't have sugar. So having sugar right before bed is not worth it. It's just not worth it. And I feel so good about this day. I took great care of myself. These are the kinds of days I love. I absolutely love. And I'm going to feel so good in the morning after great choices all day and a good night's sleep, right? My favorite days are the days when I fuel myself as well as possible and I take great care of myself. And I'm up till this point and it's almost bedtime. I've done that. And that feels so good. I'm not hungry, and anything tastes better when I'm hungry. And whatever I can get that's close by, that I'm willing to drive through, that's open at this hour, isn't going to be really worth it. So if I'm going to do chocolate, I want it to be really amazing, and whatever I can get right now is not going to be special or amazing, and average just doesn't appeal to me. I'm cozy right here. In fact, if I go brush my teeth, I can probably go to bed. And if I do that, I'm going to get such a good night's sleep and I'm going to feel so rested tomorrow. I really want to feel good. I want to keep this amazing feeling going. I don't want chocolate. I want to go to bed. It's such a powerful tool, convincing. And it's available to us always, every minute, in every situation. I thought about this in terms of working out. Because even though I work out very consistently, I almost never want to work out. And when I frame it this way, I'm either convincing myself that I don't want to, or I can choose to convince myself that I do want to, so it's no longer a matter of discipline and just do it anyway. I can convince myself that I do, right? What am I doing? Am I using this power of convincing for my benefit or to my detriment? What would it look like to convince myself that I do want to work out? Seriously, I feel so good after a workout. I'm happier, I'm more positive, I'm more focused, I'm more confident. I just feel really proud of myself. And I told myself I would work out, and I really like the way I feel when I keep the promises that I make to myself, because I feel more capable and I believe in myself, and that's really important to me. And I want to be the person who takes great care of my body, and this is an opportunity to do it. It's such a small fraction of my day. Honestly, of all the things I do, this is the short period of time where I'm really going to invest in my physical body. Small fraction of time with a disproportionate positive impact. I really want to go and give that gift to myself. Take care of my body in that way. You can convince yourself that you're in a bad mood. I'm so irritated today and I don't know why. I'm just in a funk. I do not want to do people today. But you always have the opportunity to convince yourself that you're in a great mood. My life is good. I feel good. I have my family. I have a job. My body is well. I have a roof over my head and food in my fridge and tools for change at my disposal. Life is good. You can leverage this all day long. Challenge yourself. When you find yourself thinking about, for example, how miserable it is to sit in traffic, you're convincing yourself that it sucks. What if you convince yourself that you're just grateful to be safe and warm in your car? Or that you're grateful for the time to just slow down and listen to a podcast or listen to music without having to do 44 other things? When you notice your thoughts at any point in the day, just challenge yourself. Ask, what am I convincing of myself of right now? Am I using this power for my benefit or to my detriment? Is there a shift available? When you find yourself thinking that you're stressed, realize you are making a case for it. You are talking yourself into it. You can also convince yourself that you're blessed, that you're happy, that you're fortunate, that you don't need to stress about everything. You just need to take action. When you find yourself feeling tired and making a case for why you're tired, you didn't sleep well last night, you were up early, you tossed and turned, you've been so busy, whatever it is, you can convince yourself that there's lots of things you can do to increase your energy. When you're convincing yourself that you're annoyed, what if you decide to convince yourself that you're not going to let stupid stuff get under your skin anymore because you don't want your happiness to be in the control of other people or other circumstances? Convince yourself of what you want. Convince yourself of what will move you forward. It is a superpower and you can be a better steward of it. Practice the magic of convincing in a way that is to your benefit, not to your detriment. The next time you want that cookie in the break room or that chocolate on your colleague's desk, what would it look like to convince yourself that you don't want it? Not relying on discipline or willpower while you convince yourself you do want it, but just convince yourself, make a case for the fact that you don't want it. Not right now. Many of you have told me that you love the episodes of the podcast where I say it's inside EB's inbox, and I share random emails that I've gotten on a variety of topics and my response to them. And this idea of our ability to convince ourselves comes up almost every day. Here's one of the most recent emails along these lines. I got an email from somebody that says, I love working out and I can make food choices during the day like a champ, but I get to the evening and I totally blow it every night, making it impossible for me to lose weight. I get it. But this person is convincing themselves that they blow it every night and therefore it's impossible to lose weight. They could also convince themselves that what they did last week or yesterday or for the last 6 months or for the last 20 years doesn't have anything to do with the choices that are available to them today. They can choose a very different evening tonight, and that is in their power. They can convince themselves that the way things have been is the way things are, but they can also convince themselves that today is a blank slate and they are capable, just for tonight, of proving to themselves that they're free to make different choices. Just recently on Instagram, in fact, I'm going to pull it up right now, I posted a quote from Marilyn Ferguson that is probably, you're going to think this is very much aligned with what I normally say, because it is. The quote says, "Your past is not your potential. In any hour, you can choose to liberate your future," which means you can convince yourself that you are restricted to the types of choices you've been making. But you can also convince yourself of the equally true reality that you're free to act differently today. And the only reason that you wouldn't act differently is if you choose not to. Either way, you are convincing yourself. You're convincing yourself that you can't change, or you're convincing yourself that you can change. It really is up to you. It really is up to you. How can you convince yourself differently? And it was so funny because I was going through emails and I was looking at ones that I wanted to pull in so I could touch on some of this inside Evie's inbox and weave these in to regular episodes instead of just having them be sporadic, exclusively inside Evie's inbox episodes. And I was kind of making myself laugh when I was responding to somebody who just simply said that they didn't like that I talk about Thrive Market on the show. And I was like, how can you convince yourself that it's actually a good thing for this podcast to be supported by a sponsor that does good things for the world and makes healthy eating more accessible and more affordable? How, like, you can convince yourself that it sucks, or you can convince yourself that it's good for the show and good for the listeners and congruent with my message and my personal lifestyle, right? You can convince yourself either way. It's really up to you. And I don't get a lot of those emails, but it did kind of make me chuckle to myself. I wanted to just respond that way, but I didn't, though I said it here, which is kind of the same thing. Anyway, I have gotten some emails asking for my personal shopping list, like what I buy for groceries every week. Here's why I'm really reluctant to do that. I eat the foods I love that love me back. I eat the foods that are aligned with not only my goals, but also my body. I'm not tolerant to some things. I'm very tolerant to others. I can eat, for example, a very large volume of non-starchy vegetables like cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and some people can't handle that volume. Also, I'm really sensitive to dairy, and so I don't buy a lot of dairy. And the reason that I'm resistant to sharing, like, this is my grocery list, this is what I bought this week, is because I would rather use my time and energy to help you figure out what the foods that you love and that love you back and that are aligned with your goals and your body and your lifestyle and your preferences, what those things are. So I was thinking about this and I was like, okay, how can I just have this be either not a flat, no, I don't share that, or sharing it and not really feeling good about it and not having that message. And my sister actually helped me figure out a solution. So my sister, Debbie, I talk about her a lot on the podcast. She's a couple years older than me. And we were on the phone. We talk most days of the week. We were on the phone the other day and just out of the blue, I don't know what we were talking about, but it wasn't this. All of a sudden she was like, oh, I ordered the Nuco wraps and I can't wait to try them. I'm like, the Nuco wraps? What are you talking about? Nuco wraps? I don't know. I was thinking like body wraps or something. I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, Thrive Market, the coconut wraps. Right. And I said, where did that come from? And she said, you talked about them on the podcast. I was like, oh, okay. Because I knew she and I hadn't had a conversation about it. And sometimes I forget that I talk about things on the podcast or that she listens. But anyway, she was like, yeah, I placed an order and I got the Numi tea. She said they just started carrying Numi tea and it's so much cheaper because it's so expensive at Whole Foods. She said, I love the Numi tea And I believe it's spelled N-U-M-I, if you're wondering. She said that she really loves it, but it's so expensive at Whole Foods and even at Target. And it's now available on Thrive, and she's been getting that. And so anyway, that short conversation, I said to her, I was like, I wish I knew this was going to come up and I would have recorded it. And just because it was a really genuine conversation about her order. And I thought, that's what I can do. I will absolutely tell you what was on my grocery list most recently, but I also asked my sister to tell me hers and asked one of my clients to share hers, because I just think that it's so individual, right? And I'm happy to share. In fact, on Instagram, if you're following me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, in my stories, I'm always sharing pictures of what I'm cooking or what I'm eating, what I'm ordering at restaurants. It's not in my regular posts, but it is in my stories, because I want that visibility and I want that authenticity. But I also pulled it off the blog because too many people were just saying, oh, well, if Elizabeth eats this, then I should too. And that's just not necessarily the case. All of this is a really long-winded way to say that I'm going to tell you what I bought most recently. And I'm going to tell you, because I do most of my grocery shopping through Thrive Market, with the exception of meat and vegetables. I'm also going to share Debbie's, and who's my sister, and one of my clients. So I am on a huge spaghetti squash kick right now. So at the grocery store, my vegetables have really been almost exclusively spaghetti squash, tomatoes, garlic, Brussels sprouts, and frozen riced cauliflower. Riced cauliflower, especially because so many grocery stores are now carrying it, which is awesome, is like my go-to, easy, toss it in the pan with some butter or some ghee, which is butter with the milk fat removed, and you get it in a jar, and I get that from Thrive Market because it's just way cheaper. You can spend a lot of money on organic grass-fed ghee at a grocery store, but super affordable through Thrive Market. Anyway, the cauliflower rice is something I do on a very regular basis, and I use the frozen riced cauliflower in lieu of ice if it's a rare occasion where I'm making a smoothie or a protein shake. I rarely put protein powder in things, but sometimes I'll take that frozen riced cauliflower and throw it in the blender with like some coconut milk and some avocado. So good. And even like cacao powder if you wanted to make it a little chocolatey. The spaghetti squash. Last night I shared with you guys, I did it sort of like marinara style. So ground meat over spaghetti squash still in the gourd shell, because fewer dishes, and a little bit of ricotta. So it was a little lasagna-esque, but with spaghetti squash. I also love, love, love Fed and Fit. That is a website. Cassie Joy, she has a recipe for buffalo chicken spaghetti squash bowls. So good. And then Brussels sprouts, I fried them recently. That was my first time frying anything. They were really, really tasty, but I usually just saute them in a little bit of butter or ghee. I usually use ghee because I am kind of sensitive to dairy. So vegetable-wise, that's usually what I do. Meat-wise, I don't like to cook chicken. Just this week, I cooked chicken thighs. I did a Nom Nom Paleo recipe that was Asian chicken thighs, and I shared all the details on my Instagram story. I marinated the chicken thighs for about 24 hours, and it was okay. It wasn't fantastic. It wasn't my favorite thing, but I just, for whatever reason, don't like to cook chicken. So what I'll often do is I'll buy pre-cooked chicken breasts. Roche Brothers, if you have that as a grocery store near you, or certainly at a Whole Foods on their deli bar, you can just get like a grilled chicken breast. And I will do that a lot of times for chicken dishes instead of cooking chicken. I don't have a crock pot anymore, but I love throwing chicken thighs in the crock pot with some coconut milk. That's just an easy one that I do a lot of. And then a lot of ground meat, so whether that is ground turkey or it is ground beef, but I really try to make sure that it is grass-fed and that the animals weren't treated with hormones or antibiotics. That's really, really important to me. That's pretty much all I buy at the grocery store. The rest of my shopping list does come through Thrive Market because it's cheapest and it comes right to my door. And I don't like hunting for these higher level ingredients. And I guess higher level is probably a crappy term. But more quality foods at grocery stores, because sometimes you find them, sometimes you don't, and they're always really expensive. So coconut oil, Thrive brand. Coconut milk, Thrive brand. Canned wild-caught salmon, Thrive brand. I do the 21-day sugar detox salmon cake recipes with that canned salmon, which is a big favorite of mine. I did forget to mention bacon and eggs. I do get that at the grocery store, and I do eat just plain bacon and eggs, but I also use them in cooking and things like that. All right, so back to Thrive Market. Coconut oil, coconut milk, canned salmon, the Nuco coconut wraps, lots of coconut, Primal Kitchen chipotle lime mayo, and that's really it. One of the best things about eating better and snacking less is that I spend far less on groceries. My sister's shopping list looks a lot like mine, except she is a huge fan of the Numi tea, N-U-M-I, I believe. And actually, my client that shared with me her list that I'll share with you in a second, she also mentioned that one as well. So I might have to check that out. But I also do get my laundry detergent, my dish soap, my hand soap, my shampoo, my conditioner, and my face products. I use Fatco cleansing oil and Fatco Miraculous moisturizer and Fatco body butter. I get all of that stuff through Thrive Market. So here is my clients list. I know she uses them, Thrive Market. And so I said, what is your list? And she said, coconut wraps. She's referring to those Nuco ones. Organic sea salt macadamia nuts and dry roasted salted cashews. She gets the miracle noodles, every kind. She said they're hard to find and they're $2 more per bag anywhere else. I've tried them. I'm not a huge fan, but she really is. She said Epic Bars. She gets the turkey almond cranberry ones as well as chicken sriracha. I love the turkey almond cranberry ones. Love, love, love. She also gets the Primal Kitchen ranch dressing and the balsamic vinaigrette. I can vouch for both of those. And she says, of course, the chipotle lime mayo. She gets the coconut oil. She said she gets the Thrive Market brand there as well. Cappuccino butter coffee, that is a Picnic brand product, and that is P-I-C-N-I-K, I believe that's how they spell Picnic. She also gets essential oils through there. She said eucalyptus, peppermint, and lavender. She said the price for these is just sick. It's like four times cheaper. She also gets the Fatco facial cleanser and charcoal toothpaste. She said the dark sea salt chocolate bars, that is Primal Kitchen brand. She gets Jackson's Honest Chips. She says salt and vinegar are her fave. My favorite is the sweet potato. And if and when I make sweet potato nachos, that is where I go. And then she says all kinds of coconut, toasted, shredded, flaked, coconut aminos, coconut flour. This feels like, what is the shrimp conversation in, oh, Tom Hanks stars in it. You know what I mean. Anyway, when he's like butter shrimp, coconut shrimp, fried shrimp. Anyway, I need some rest, I guess. She said seasoning, killer price on Celtic sea salt. She gets the Artisanic coconut butter packs. I forgot to mention those. I get those as well. And then she said, they sent me some free Luna bars. I rarely eat bars, but the lemon zest was really good. I bought it again. She doesn't use Numi tea. I misspoke. She gets the Yogi Soothing Caramel Tea. She said it's way more on Amazon. She gets organic crunchy peanut butter, gluten-free pasta, the Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Oh, she's calling me out. I forgot that one too. I love that. And I talked about, in the last episode, I talked about my UTI, TMI, but I bought that Bragg's apple cider vinegar for that as well. Anyway, if you want to give them a try, Thrive Market, that is, go through the URL, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, and you will save an additional 25% on your first order. Plus, you'll get free shipping and You'll get a free 30-day membership to figure out if it's worth it for you, the savings, the convenience, as well as the variety of products. So anyway, and if it bothers you that I talk about this, how can you convince yourself that it's actually a good thing, added value to the podcast and to your ability to make great choices, even if they don't deliver to your area? They give you some ideas for things you might find elsewhere, either on Amazon or in your local grocer, etc. Always just trying to make this easier for you. So do not forget that you have the power to convince yourself of anything and challenge yourself to use this as much as you can. Just today. Just see what you can convince yourself of today so that you're using that superpower to your benefit instead of to your detriment. Have a really great day, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.